This is the Menards Film Room. Welcome back to Vikings Game Plan. Pete Bursich, Paul Allen, Vikings Radio Network, here to guide you through some film where frequently people talk about the Green Bay Packers' high-octane offense. They play a little defense, too, don't they?
Yeah, they do, and I think the big thing out of Green Bay is Clay Matthews playing at the middle linebacker, so we'll take a look at that. And defense goes hand-in-hand with special teams, so we'll take a look at what they're doing there. They're finding a lot of ways to score right now, so it's not just Aaron Rodgers and that high-power receiving group. It's the entire team.
The man they call Claymaker is playing in the middle. Let's take a look via the Menards Film Room.
What we have up here is what you guys have been talking about is the 2-4-5 nickel situation. And basically, all you're taking is Neal and Peppers and counting those guys as deep as outside linebackers. So you have your two linebackers here. This is Clay Matthews off the ball.
Yep.
AJ Hawk, he's been familiar there for a long time. Then you have the two big hosses in the middle. So out of this formation, we've seen,
by the way, awful uniforms.
Yes,
but continue.
Very awful uniforms. They're pukey. You're seeing Clay Matthews here off the football as a regular, outside type style linebacker.
Yeah.
And you talk about capability and his feet and the footwork, able to see the down block by the tackle and the pulls by the center and the guard. So this is very good. Feet staying square. So fundamentally, he looks really good. And what he continues to do is just what he does all over the field, and that's really kind of throw his body around. Now, he's stuck out here. He has two blockers really coming up on him, and he finds a way to just get his body in there and then trip up McCoy. So this is one of the most maddening things about this guy is his ability to go out and make plays and just really throw his body around.
Mm.
So you keep him at linebacker, so what's the downside? Well, again, not a bad reading pass, but normally on a bootleg situation, the linebacker needs to turn and run and look, because this is the void that they're trying to open up with the play action.
Yeah.
And you'll see Clay doesn't even he's caught in no man's land. You're better off either going here or turning and running and trying to get somewhere behind to get somewhere. But he's getting caught in no man's land. Mm. So the play action, some of these bootleg actions didn't look as good. So as a linebacker, he's good on that running game, but he's just a little bit learning more on the zone side. Now, one of the things that the Packers are doing is giving this kind of a look the Bears did years ago, and that is just
46.
A lot of guys standing around. And all it does is make it harder for that group right there, that offensive line, you know, who's what.
Yep.
And it's very important that they designate the right people so they can all block the right way. And what you'll see, boom, after quarterback Sanchez getting blown up, is you'll see the center.
Yep.
He points to the left. Everybody's kind of on the same page. But once they see Matthews coming in on the stunt, he's going to turn here, let Neal go, but the guard is looking out this way.
Yeah.
So it's a mental error in protection, because if you want to turn a guy loose, you want to turn the outside guy loose.
Let it go. You want to turn somebody loose, hey, Mark, get rid of the ball. Boom.
Exactly. And that's blitzing. That's what you do when you blitz, is you're going to compromise. You're going to have somebody late or somebody open. And in this case, they just could not find him. I mean, look at this. You have a
Peppers.
Defensive lineman, Peppers, covering Darren Sproles. Now, you know that that's a mismatch. That Peppers,
yeah, like
is
Peppers
only going to be
a lot.
He's only going to be able to cover him for a short period of time. But what you're counting on is a rush getting there. And again, because of the lack of communication, the center coming off, you turn an inside guy loose, and that's how you get your quarterback killed.
Wow.
So they're creating confusion up front. One of the things going toward talking about the Vikings is this run game. And we'll talk about the blitz. We saw the blitz be successful with the Packers. If you do not get where you need to be on the blitz, and what you'll see is that Jared Allen is coming in on this spike stunt, but this linebacker is running in the same gap. So you have two guys running into each other. Normally, if he's coming underneath, this linebacker will be tight around the edge, and then you have someone coming off. It's just a basic, what we used to call the old smack stunt. This is very fundamental football. But when you get two guys bumping into each other,
they pinball.
Exactly. You get this. And look at Phil Loadholt. He comes around the corner. He's looking for something to block, but he can't find anybody.
Yep.
He's just trying to chug downfield. Now, the key, and this is one of the things that we've seen, Greg Jennings right here on that block. You look at that block occurs at the 50. That gives Jerick McKinnon an additional 12 to 13 yards on that
run. Nice.
So blocking down the field, George Stewart's squad still continuing to do a great job. Now, because I'm a special teams guy, and one of my favorite things in the world to do is to watch special teams.
Uh-oh.
You see the big touchdown return, but we'll look at it on the end zone.
Micah Hyde.
You can't fall asleep. You can't fall asleep on this team. You can't fall asleep on any of them. What they're doing, they're giving a good rush up underneath to hold everybody up. But if you watch Philadelphia, when this ball gets caught, Oh. You've got nobody. You've got one, two, three guys right here all standing on top of one another. As a special teams coverage unit, you have to know your gaps and your assignments the way they're supposed to be. Those three guys all end up on the wrong side of this football, and boom. Oh. You know, here is your daylight.
On now, the look ground.
At that. Yep, on the ground. So you have to be disciplined in every aspect of the game, every phase of the game. And the point is if you fall asleep, the Packers have the talent to make you pay for it.
Yeah.
In a lot of different ways. We saw it in some of the big plays. We saw it again when the Packers played the Bears, when the Bears aren't getting their checks in right. They have the firepower on offense and on defense and on special teams. So mental errors cannot happen. Those guys have to be sharp.
In the Vikings' loss at Lambeau Field, it was a relatively close game. Now you're at home. You have Teddy Bridgewater. And the last time Green Bay lost, it was on the road at New Orleans. What do you think?
If our guys can keep their responsibilities sound, keep their assignments sound, and we're going to need that. In defense, we're going to have to do what Green Bay's been doing, and that's you're going to have to find a way to get a couple turnovers, maybe even score on defense, try to score on special teams. We saw a great fake a week ago against the Bears that put us up really basically 10-0.
Yeah.
We can't turn this ball over to the Green Bay Packers. And, I mean, a three and out's almost better than a turnover. So patience, patience, patience.